Going into the offseason with many questions from top to bottom in the organization, the Bears finally answered the question of stability by firing both the GM Ray Emery and the head coach Mark Trestman, and hiring the youngest GM in NFL history in Ryan Pace from the Saints front office.
Pace seemed very excited about getting the opportunity to become a GM in this league. Here's more on what Ryan Pace had to say about the Bears' future plans.
I'm extremely excited for this opportunity. I embrace the challenge of being one of 32 general managers in the NFL. Our plan will start being put into place to get the Chicago Bears back to sustained success this city deserves. The first order of business is to hire the right head coach to lead us to championships. Right now, that's the most critical thing I'm doing. But I can assure you, I understand the importance of this decision. I've witnessed this firsthand in New Orleans and Sean Payton, and how that was the spark that got the Saints headed in the right direction. The relationship between the head coach and general manager, that's critical. So is the head coach and the quarterback. Those are the two most important relationships in the building. In my 15 years in New Orleans, I've never seen Mickey and Sean come to a major argument on something like that. And what's the reason for that? Because they have a great relationship. They talk every single day. So all those decisions, those are all hashed out because we're communicating in the relationship that we have. That's what I'm looking forward to.
He hired recently fired but successful head coach John Fox, who took both the Carolina Panthers and the Denver Broncos to the Super Bowl.
Here's John Fox, the new head coach of the Bears, talking about how excited he was to join a storied franchise like the Chicago Bears, and how he looks forward to trying to win with the Chicago Bears.
This is a great, great honor, privilege to be the head coach of the Chicago Bears. I think the thing that excited me and my family was the storied franchise this stood for. To be standing here in the same role as George Halas is pretty remarkable, and one I take very seriously with great responsibility moving forward. Hey, look, you know, I made a release. My feelings haven't changed whatsoever. We parted ways mutually. I've got a lot of great friends there. It was a great four-year run. We hugged and moved on. It happens in football. I learned a long time ago, it's okay to look in the rearview mirror, but not very long, because you better stay staring out the windshield. And that's me right now. I'm looking forward and very excited about it.
He brings his offensive coordinator in Adam Gase and special teams coordinator Jeff Rogers. He then hired Vic Fangio as the defensive coordinator, who during his four seasons overseeing San Francisco's defense, had his 49ers second in the NFL in scoring defense, third in total defense, and fourth in takeaways. Their pass defense was sixth in the NFL during the time, while allowing the second lowest opponent passer rating. The 49ers defense also led the NFL in fewest first downs allowed and were tied for sixth in 20-plus yard touchdowns allowed. While his offensive coordinator for John Fox, Adam Gase, over his last season with the Broncos, he led the NFL in scoring, total offense, and passing offense. Denver's offense also ranked second in the league in plays of 20 or more yards and third in third down conversion. His task will be to work alongside Fox on how to help Jay Cutler succeed this upcoming season. Pace already traded wide receiver Brandon Marshall to the Jets, Cutler's only friend on the team. Lance Briggs, Charles Tillman, and Roberto Garza have departed, so the Bears will need a new image with this regime in charge. The main concern will be fixing the Bears' defense through the draft and free agency. With new special teams coordinator Jeff Rogers, the hope is the Bears go back to having competent or great special teams, while Jared Allen will be the leader again on defense, as the Bears will still have Lamar Houston, Willie Young, Tim Jennings, and Mari Ratliff to build around.
During preseason, Fox addressed the issues of working with Jay Cutler. Here's more of what the Fox had to say about working alongside Jay Cutler this season.
Well, I think, you know, hopefully we can help him, you know, as far as playing more complementary football. I think, you know, mixing in some runs and in the run game there, I think that's any quarterback's best friend. Mm-hmm. So, you know, he's no different than any quarterback in this league. He's got talent, and, you know, that's our objective is to perform better.
New GM Ryan Pace said it didn't matter how long it took, as the main goal is winning, as it should be. Here's more about winning in the opinion of Ryan Pace.
As I understand that, I thrive in that. So I know I'm evaluated on wins and losses. So as far as the time frame and all that, I'm not concerned with that. I want to win.
There is a lot of optimism coming into the 2015-26 season. With the new head coach, new GM, and new coordinator, the hope is that the Bears will make it to playoffs this year around the talents of Matt Forte, Robbie Gould, and the special teams. From the CRX Sports Center, I'm Jeff Stein, and have a good rest of your summer, fellas.